your host, Jay Montgi.
And we're back at the Seaplane Base for our final segment of On the Fly for this year, Air Venture 2009. What a great year it has been. And we're going to close it off with a nice discussion with John Thomason from Sonoma, California. And I met John on the American Barnstormers Tour last year, where I'm also an announcer. And John had his Cabin Waco YKS6 with us on the Barnstormers Tour on wheels. And John, tell us a little bit about your Cabin Waco, a little history of your airplane.
Well, first of all, Jeff, thanks very much for inviting me to share with you some of the information about the old Waco. But basically, I bought the airplane up in Canada, Port Alberni, about 14 years ago. Spent 12 years restoring it. And this year, we finally got it married to the floats. But the aircraft was originally owned by the Saucony Vacuum Oil Company, which was a brand or an offshoot of Standard Oil when they had to diversify. And it stayed that way for a number of years and then was retired for quite a few years. And then I got it from a guy up in Canada, Port Alberni, and like I said, spent 12 years restoring it.
And once it was restored, it came out to Oshkosh. It was also on the Barnstormers Tour last year. And then we came out to the Seaplane Base last year. We were here. We saw another Cabin Waco out here. And you were here. Was that what caused you to want to put it on floats, or was it an idea you had even before that?
That's an interesting story. I originally got the aircraft. It was on float when I spotted it up there in Canada. It had the floats attached and everything. I knew we could put it back that way if it was that way to begin with. So that's what we did this summer. We married the floats back to the aircraft after it being on the Barnstormer Tour on wheels. And it went pretty well. It took us 2.5 days to do that. And everything went pretty much according to Hoyle, except for a couple little parts here and there were missing, and we had to make those up.
Scavenging.
Yeah.
but that's always part of a project like
always,
that. You've always got a little hardware missing here or there or something. But
right.
As long as you have all the big pieces,
right,
you're good to go. So you got the floats on. But what was your original idea? That's what I want to find. When did you really decide you're going to take your Waco to the Seaplane Base at Oshkosh?
Well, a couple of friends and I talked last year about, you know, sort of fantasizing about, well, let's take this Waco to Oshkosh and floats. And they said, well, sure, let's do that. So we had the floats in California, and the Waco is in Wisconsin. So we married them up here in Wisconsin. We drug the floats all the way out from California on a truck. And my friend Walt Lewis and I brought them out and put them on up at Shano. And then we...
And Shano set up for that, right?
Yes.
That's what they do.
Yes, that's what they do. And they do a great job. And it's not that far from Oshkosh.
Which is helpful.
Yes.
So the Cabin Waco that was here at Oshkosh Seaplane Base last year, was that kind of what started that conversation?
A little bit. I was really over on the other side with the Barnstormers per se, and I didn't get a chance to really chat with the fellow that was here. So I really couldn't tell you too much about that part of it.
So you get the airplane on floats, and now what?
Well, Josh Brownell, a pilot with Evergreen, flies 747s, has time with DC-3s and Twin Beaches, and agreed that he would help me fly it in here. He has seaplane rating, and so that's what we did. And we went up and spent 2.5 days putting him on floats, and then finally we took off from Shano and flew down here. I think it was Friday we came in, and we've been here all week.
And I bet they were a little surprised to see you here at the Seaplane Base.
We had a great reception. All the guys here. In fact, one of the fellows that works here, Mark, was up at Shano, and he guaranteed us he would keep a good eye on our aircraft, and he's done a fantastic job, along with the rest of the guys.
Well, that's good, right? Because the airplane hadn't been on floats. You don't even really know. You don't
years.
Really know exactly what kind of condition these floats are in. They look good. But
we did a water test to see how much the water would leak out, and they held water pretty well. So we felt pretty assured that they wouldn't sink on us.
So if it doesn't leak out, it won't leak in.
Right.
That's the idea.
That's the theory.
And it's the only biplane out here on floats. And I'm sure it's very rare for them to see a vintage airplane here on floats.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice...
This vintage of an airplane,
right.
I should say.
They do have the beautiful aircraft coming in here every year of that vintage. A lot of them are open cockpit Wacos and other aircraft. It's very pleasing to see these older birds come in on floats. But fortunately for us, we don't have any competition this year, so we're kind of lucky that way.
Right. What kind of floats is the Waco on?
They're on Edo's 3430s, originally built 1936, and they're in great shape. They only have, I think, 5 hours of flying time, since they were redone.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So they're great shape.
So after Oshkosh is over, for our listeners tomorrow, or today, by the end of the day, here in a few hours actually, what next for the Waco?
Well, we wish to keep it on floats for a little bit, so we're going to take it back to Shawano and have it hangered there on the floats, and then we'll try to get a little more time on float flying this year.
This summer and this fall.
Right.
They're going to hoist it out and then roll it into a hangar.
Right, right. And they provide us a hangar, so we'll keep it there.
Oh, perfect. When's the next time we're going to see the airplane?
Well, we'll see it at the Barnstorming Tour 2010.
There we go. Okay, yeah. It'll be back on wheels and out flying with the Barnstormers in 2010. And that means we'll probably see it back here at Oshkosh on wheels again next year over in Vintage.
Hopefully, yes.
All right, John. Well, John Thomason from Sonoma, California, and from Broadhead, Wisconsin, thank you very much for chatting with us here at EAA Radio.
Thank you, Jeff.
And that wraps up another year of On the Fly for EAA Radio. It has been a great week. I don't know where all the time went. Kara and I have been bumming around Oshkosh all week, and it seems like, what, like Tuesday?
Yeah, time's been going by pretty fast.
It's like crazy. I can't believe that it really is over already. Anyway, our archives will be available on earadio.net and or airventure.org throughout the year once the editing is all done. So those of you who had a favorite show or maybe missed one of our shows, keep an eye on the EA Radio website and look for those archives for your favorite venue here at AirVenture. For this year, J. Mont G. is signing off. You're listening to EAA Radio, AM 1210, 93.1 FM, and of course, worldwide on the web at airventure.org. See you next year.